Hooray.
Whoa! You're so loud.
I'm sorry, was I like yelling? My bad.
Yes! That was terrifying.
I forgot I don't have to like hold the mic. Does it
Okay.
sound cleaner this time? More crisp?
Yeah, it doesn't sound
You
like you're
want me to
underwater.
start doing ASMR?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Just give us That
ASMR comes up on my TikTok all the time, like on my lives when I'm scrolling down through my For You page, and it's disgusting. I can't.
Really?
I hate
You don't
ASMR.
like
No, that's
ASMR?
why. Wait. Ew, I hate when they do the mouth clicks, like when you can hear their
Nothing
mouth.
happened.
Wait, because I
Nothing
stopped myself because I was about to do the
happened.
mouth click. Oh, I'm gonna do it. Are you ready?
Yeah. Welcome to Minecraft.
I'm so sorry.
You do it
Oh,
am I like
but you know what I do like? I like this one particular girl on TikTok. I don't even know what her name is on there, but she does ASMR. And she has like these magic wand looking things that are filled with water at the bottom, and they make like a
I
what I'm
like
saying?
the ASMRs that make me feel like a little kid. Like that make me feel like my mom's
What?
trying to get me to go to sleep.
Oh my God, stop, because I watch people on TikTok who will like read books and stuff like that. Like they go live and just read. And I
And they
start
read
falling
like the
asleep
little
to
kid
them like I'm a
books.
literal baby.
I can't fall asleep to them, but
I start
I
to
do
drift
watch
off
them.
and then I have to get up and like shut my phone off and go to bed. Because I'm like, Dave, I'm tired. Thanks for leaving me to sleep, Dad. Some guy I don't even know who's probably younger than I am.
Oh my God.
Are
All
you
right.
ready?
Oh my God. Why
Sorry,
did
we
you
just had a
say
little
it?
warm up
No,
there.
why were you so rude
Oh,
right there?
no, I didn't mean to
Why'd
be
you
rude.
say it
I'm
like that?
excited. I'm so excited to
You're like,
mess
are
up
you ready? Like, yeah,
this.
I'm ready.
Yeah,
Oh my
I'm ready.
God. You're the one that started the conversation about
Oh,
ASMR.
I don't know what I'm talking about right now, honestly.
I don't either. I'm just yelling at you for something, bro.
Did you smoke too?
No.
Are you sure? Yes, you
Yes,
did. Yes, you definitely did. I could hear the ice cream truck in the background. That's why you got so excited. No, we are not stopping the podcast. No, it's the line is probably already past the sidewalk. You're fine. You're not getting ice cream tonight, cupcake. We have more important things to do. We need to work. We need to work. You just
Wait,
clocked in
what?
3 minutes ago. You can't take a break.
Shh, I
I thought you were gonna say you
think.
can't.
You can't
I thought you were gonna say you can't hear the ice cream truck.
think. You're being too
We need to
loud.
smoke before every podcast.
You're being. I can't form a thought.
What?
I don't know.
Spit it out, Junior.
I'm trying. It
Okay,
will come
okay.
out.
Okay, then quickly move on.
Get all
Ew. Yeah,
sweaty.
suck that spit back in your mouth. God damn. You're drooling over there. You said. Okay. Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay. Go ahead. What did you what took you this long to think about?
I need a tissue. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Don't know, but I think we should get into it now. We're almost at the 5 minute mark of us
Yeah.
just giggling.
Let's get into it.
All right, so like we said, this is the new Covello crime. It's not Covello crime anymore. Now it's Covello cryptid. And if you don't know what a cryptid is, it's stuff that was never confirmed to be real. So, like Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, Mothman, girl, what? I am in the middle of something. What is so funny?
The pop goes the weasel. I can't help but laugh.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me? I can't because I thought it was outside my house. I was going to run out there. I was going to go bring the podcast with us. I would have been like, ignore the music for a minute. Can I get a large twist?
Oh my god, you want to hear something so sad?
Girl, what?
I went to the ice cream truck the other day to get a chocolate ice cream. And they were out of chocolate.
Girl, ice cream, chocolate ice cream is disgusting.
What?
They probably threw it away.
What?
We have to get into this.
Wait, what kind of ice cream truck runs out of chocolate ice cream?
The Silly Willy.
Don't call it out by name.
They're fine. They're... What are they gonna do?
I don't know. Anyway, now we can get into it.
Are you good now?
Yeah.
All right.
Is it raining?
Is it? No. Are you kidding?
I thought I heard something. Go on.
All right, so this is the first episode. For the first episode, I let Kennedy pick out what cryptid we were going to do because I have a whole freaking list. And she picked... Do you want to say it? Say it for them. Tell them what animal, what creature we're talking about.
I can't say it.
No, go ahead.
It's the sleeper.
The sleeper.
Hold on. I couldn't even say it sober, and you want me to say it now?
The sleeper.
The sheep squash.
The sheep squash! What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
You did good. Alright, are you ready? I feel like I'm gonna scare you with this one.
Scary. Oh,
it's scary. Okay. So in 1929 in Fairmount, West Virginia, a coal miner named Frank Kozol reported seeing some kind of beast while walking home one night from work.
Wait, what year was this?
1929 in West Virginia.
You gave me, like, too much information at once.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to slow down? All right, so Frankie, back in 1929, he was living in West Virginia, okay? All right? He was a coal miner. A coal miner.
I'm going to end the podcast right here if you keep talking like that.
So he was, you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Southern accent the whole time. No? You said no? Are you kidding? All right, so while he was walking home from his cute little coal mining job, he saw that creature, okay? The sheep squatch. But this was before it was sheep squatch. What is so funny? This bitch, bro. I can't get that one sentence done.
The sheep squatch.
Yes, honey. The sheep squatch.
How do you say it with such ease?
Because I played Fallout 76. And there's a sheep squatch in the game they have to
fight.
Is
there really?
There's a bunch of them, yeah. They're all over the place. And they're very scary. Like, wait till you hear about this thing, because that's why they put it in the game.
I'm not in a giggly mood. Go.
All right. Okay.
A few minutes.
So this was before they called it the sheep squatch. So they didn't even know what it was. And Frankie, our boy Frankie, he claimed that this creep. Now, listen, I think Frankie was trying to gaslight people. I don't know if I think the sheep squatch is real, because listen to what little old Frankie said, okay? He said the creature pounced on him while he was taking a shortcut through the ridge, and he tried to hit it with his lunchbox, but he missed. Come on, Frankie. How did you miss?
How do you miss?
If it was on you, where did you throw that lunchbox, babe? You definitely did not hit that thing with the lunchbox because there was nothing there to hit.
He was getting his rounds with the air.
Right. Poor Frankie. It was just the wind, buddy. It just knocked you down. The creature continued to chase and attack him until he reached a cemetery, and the animal simply turned around and left him be.
The animal was like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna head out.
This animal that wanted you dead was just scared of the cemetery. Frankie, I don't know about all that.
It just had it. It was like, I beat up.
No, wait. This was the one that made... This was the real part that made me say, Frankie, honey.
You're lying.
When Frank went to examine his wounds, he discovered the creature left no marks. No marks.
But he just, he just said it attacked
him. He was pounced on, it attacked him. He hit it with the lunchbox because he was so scared. And then he, like, if he's running through a ridge, I can only imagine he's, like, running through, like, a forest and stuff. You think he'd get, like, scraped up by branches and shit? No. No. No marks were on our boy Frankie.
That's so weird. He's just weird.
Immune to sheep squatch, I guess. It's like so a superpower.
What does he mean? Because, like, when someone says they attacked somebody, I think, like, clawing and biting. It's like, what exactly was this thing doing? Just sit there, like, tickle, tickle. Tickle, tickle.
It tickled me.
Like, what was it doing? I don't know.
I really have no idea.
You want to know?
Frankie's the definition of gaslight girl boss gatekeep. It all started with Frankie. Except his motto was just coal mine, lunchbox, sheep squatch.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. It didn't make any sense.
Okay,
leave me alone. So started reporting sightings of this beast near Morgan. And, like, obviously if Frankie went out and was telling people about this, like, other people would be like, oh, I saw that too. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is nowadays too. So who knows if these are real.
Especially if he's already telling people he got attacked. Because, you know, people gotta, like, one up people all the time.
Exactly. Like, it killed me and I'm still alive.
Right? My dog went missing.
I have my dog. But all of the descriptions of this are all the same, and they describe it as, like, really big, but the size descriptions kind of vary. Some say that, like, as a dog, and other people were saying it was 8 to 9 feet tall, but I'll read you that one in a little bit.
Jesus God, our boy Frankie missed.
Right, come on now,
how could you miss?
They said it had shaggy fur, long fangs, and it could walk on its two hind legs, but sometimes it would also crawl. And it emits a very chilling sort of scream, kind of like a baby scream. Imagine hearing that out in the woods. I would literally die right there.
So wait, like, where does sheep come into this? Like, does this thing look like a sheep?
Because of the fur. And apparently it has, like, horns. Those ones where, like, it goes around. You know what I'm talking about? Horns like that, and white shaggy fur like a sheep. And this part too, are you ready? So when people said they saw all of that, they also claimed the creature usually attacked livestock by tearing them apart and giving it the name sheep squatch, but like, come on, it's not only attacking sheep, it could be a cow squatch.
Wait.
A chicken squatch.
So chicken squash, or squash, I keep saying squash, chicken squash sounds like something you would yell when things didn't go your way. Like, chicken squash! Like,
I feel like I would ever say that. Ever.
You're talking to the same person when the whole crime in Italy thing, when we were walking down the hill. Criminally, was that your neck?
You're just dumb. I don't, dude.
I feel like I'm gonna fall off of this chair.
You want that one? Are you ready?
Yeah.
This one scared me when I was writing it, because I was down here by myself, and I was like, "What if this were to happen right now? I would be scared." Although there haven't been many sightings in the past few decades, there. One in 2015 from a group of campers that claimed to spot a creature in the woods, which I think is weird because I'll talk about it after this, but none of these campers were ever named. Like, no one ever talked about it. If I came in a close encounter with what I thought was a sheep squatch, I'd be talking about that shit everywhere.
But how do they know it's our sheepy man? Like,
wait, because it has the same description, but listen to how they describe this thing, okay? So they said it had like the shaggy fur and the fangs and everything, and it was huge. But wait till you see how big they said it was. So one of the campers said it stood around 8 to 9 feet tall and 4 to 5 feet wide. So you can picture 8 feet tall, right? Now picture it like me or you, feet wide. Can you imagine that? Wideness?
That is wideness.
Wideness? He wide? He thick? Sheep's big?
You got a fatty. That's terrifying.
I know. Oh wait, my listen God. To this part. Listen to this part. This is what got me scared. So they said it was crouching on the top of the hill, and when it noticed them, it began charging towards them. But there was like a little, I don't know if it was like lake or like a big stream, but I'm thinking it was some kind of lake or river or something, because they said it at first it like ran back and forth on the other side of the water and like couldn't figure out how to get to them, and then it just started barreling at them through the water. Like it just gave up and was like, yeah, I could do this, and started running at them.
That is terrifying.
All while letting out like a horrifying scream, which people said, like I said, sounded like a baby. Like, can you imagine hearing that?
But I still don't know, like, there are so many, like, crazy creatures out there that how can they just pin this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it could be anything that we just haven't discovered yet, but still, like, how do you know it's not a sheep squatch that we haven't discovered?
How do you know it's not Bigfoot, though? You know what I mean?
I feel like Bigfoot's a friendly guy. I feel like the sheep squatch is an angry guy.
I get that vibe off of Bigfoot, too.
You think Bigfoot's angry? Haven't you ever seen Harry and the Hendersons?
No! I'm saying I
You've never seen Harry and the Hendersons?
No! Listen!
It's a family that hits a Bigfoot and they take it home with them.
No, I'm not saying no to that. I'm saying no to that, too.
But you really haven't seen it?
Please listen.
No, because now I want to
talk. I'm going to start crying again.
You're
going to
come over and watch Harry and the Hendersons.
Listen, I'm saying I got that vibe too, as in, like, I get the same vibe from Bigfoot. I think Bigfoot's nice.
Yeah, Bigfoot's probably nice. He likes peanut butter, dude. He's chilling.
We talked livestock. About that already.
I know, but I'm
Bigfoot
throwing it
would
in here.
Never.
I'm throwing it in here so that they could go listen to the Sister Drama Time podcast, because they have no idea what we're talking about if they didn't listen to it. And that's a little fake of them. So, I'm forcing them to go listen to it. Because they're like, how do these bitches know Bigfoot, like, go find out.
Dude, what? I keep, like, zoning out and then, like, coming back.
Right. Well, we're almost done with this. I just need you for 5 more minutes, bestie. Not even. It's going to take
You're
me, like, 2 to
luck.
Read this.
You're pushing
right.
your luck.
So, this is literally the last paragraph. Right? West Virginia isn't the only place where people encounter sheep squatch.
Whoa, slow down.
West Virginia? Mountain Mama? Country Roads?
Did you just call me Mountain Mama?
I called you Virginia Mountain Mama. It's a song. You never heard Country Roads?
I don't believe so. I don't listen to country music.
Country Roads.
Except for Luke Bryan. Something's in my eye.
West Virginia.
Something's in my eye.
Mountain Mama.
Okay.
Take home.
I think I got it.
You never heard that song before?
What song?
Are you kidding? Girl, we need to finish this up because
I'm sorry.
I'm in dumb mode right now.
Did
you really missed me singing Roads? I just sang almost the whole chorus to Country Roads.
I had something in my eye. If I have something in my eye, I can't hear.
Face right now because I am dumbfounded. I'm bamboozled by this bitch.
I'm sorry, I had
something. I want that as a t-shirt. Bamboozled by this bitch. And we'll have like an arrow pointing
in my eyeball. Anyway, go on.
So finishing it?
Yeah.
All right. So West Virginia isn't the only place where people have seen the sheep squatch.
I thought you were going to start singing this song.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to talk it out this time. Because you're like, West Virginia?
Mountain Mama? Take me home? No, but people have seen the sheep squatch in other places besides West Virginia.
Like where?
In Argo, Alabama. They call it the white thing of Happy Hollow.
The white thing.
That thing. Well, that's what Don't they started worry, guys, calling it at first. Me. If you paid yeah. attention, Frankie called it the white thing too. But they've been spotting it for generations, and it has the same description and also mutilates their livestock. So it's all doing the same thing. But like, he lives in Happy Hollow. He can't be that bad.
Oh, that's actually cute. Happy right? Hollow.
Like, maybe he's just, maybe, what if he's like so cute and like he's just trying to live livestock?
I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna say that. What if he just doesn't know how to be gentle? And so he's accidentally like viciously killing them, right. But it's an accident.
Like, he just sees a sheep and he runs up and it trying to like give it a hug or something.
Yeah, like dead. How do you expect him, like, obviously he's gonna accidentally like kill animals if no one's willing to do his nails, like...
Someone needs to, we need to go out there and help him. We need to take him. Can you imagine? You would be filming it like, mom, can we bring this home? He's following us.
I know. I when I was getting followed by that coyote, I was texting mom. I was like, but can we, like, if he continues following me and I come home, what are we gonna do? Can we keep it?
We're like, we have to help him. Mom was like, you want me to put him down?
Right.
She needs to go out there and, she would be out there hunting it. We'd be like,
and she'd find it somehow. We'd be honestly. Like, yeah, good luck. And she'd show up 5 minutes later, like, I got him.
Oh, no, you know what she would do? She would do that thing that she used to do when we were kids. And she would either take a picture of the actual sheep squatch or find a way to really Photoshop it in there. And we'd be like, wait, is that real? Is that real? And she'd be like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Because you know how she does that?
Uh-huh.
She does that all the time for everything. She did that to me with a jackalope when we were kids.
A what?
A jackalope deer with, or not a deer. What the fuck? It's a rabbit. Antlers that everybody tries to say is real, but it's not
you
real.
Dumbass!
She showed. Oh, is that not a jackalope?
I don't know.
Wait, no, like, I don't think that's the name.
How could
of it.
Anyone believe that?
Because we were kids. Dad believed it too. He was like, "No way, no, I've never seen one."
Oh god! Oh my god! Anyway, continue.
There's no more to continue, Bessie. That was all I have.
That's it?
That's it. You want to do another episode after this?
All right. Well, no. We have to have, like, a conclusion here.
So, conclusion in conclusion. In conclusion, Frankie could be gaslighting the shit
Frankie's
out of
a
West
liar.
Virginia.
Don't believe Frankie. Whatever he tells you, ignore it.
Because,
ignore
like, how did he miss it with the lunchbox, Frankie?
Why Maybe was he we should do the lunchbox.
Do you think Frankie's
man,
dead?
Frankie, man up.
Do you think Frankie's dead?
Yeah.
We should invite Frankie to the podcast.
This was in like what, 1927? You said
1929, so it hasn't been 100 years yet. Frankie could be still kicking. Could be if he's out to get revenge from that sheep squatch. Apparently, he's in a nursing home right now. Like,
nurse. I think these girls are talking about
nurse. There's a sheep squatch. He's at the window.
Whole time it's the nurse in the coat. And he's just like, sir, we need to lay
he's
down.
He's beating her with a lunch tray this time.
But like, why was he swinging with a lunchbox? Be a
That's
man.
All he had.
Use your arms.
He was coming home from work. What if he
Did
just
he
had
not
a
have arms
no.
at work? I'm so confused.
Weren't there things in the mine that was like killing miners back in the day? So he was just like breathing in too much of a chemical or something. Or breathing in too much dust. Frankie was down in those mines all
his
the time.
His brain got a little foggy.
Yeah, his brain got his foggy, brain got so dusty. He literally just got knocked, like, he tripped over a tree branch. He tripped over a tree branch. God damn. Mm-hmm. And he was just sitting there like, yeah.
Yo, all the time it's just like another branch, yeah.
And he's in his backyard. The whole time they're like, oh, Frankie's at it again.
Like, no, the like, white thing's the like nurse Frankie, trying to chase after him.
He's like, the Frankie.
Don't get into that.
Frank.
Our boy Frankie is a liar. Anything he tells you, ignore it. Ignore it. I don't know. I don't think I believe and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. I really don't.
Like, did some of these on the list?
Anything's a possibility. Because, like, obviously, we don't know every animal that's out there.
Exactly.
But how is it that, like, it hasn't been, like, caught on camera by anyone? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Especially nowadays. But, well, this was a long time ago. Like I said, this was almost 100 years ago. All we know, this is something that could have actually been around back then. And
they're, like, extinct now or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And was, like, already close to extinction right before that. So, like, now it just died off and nobody knows about it.
Yeah, that can definitely... It's just weird because, like, if... Okay, let's say there's a Bigfoot. We've already established that there would be more than one because of everywhere they've been, like, seen and stuff. But, mm-hmm. like, I'm not driving in my car and a baby Bigfoot's trying to cross the road. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what happens in Harry and the Henderson. Are you sure you ever saw Harry and the Henderson?
I've never seen it. I've never seen that.
Oh, well, it's this... I think they're on, like, a camping trip or something, but they hit a Bigfoot with their car, and they're like, "Ayo, let's take this shit home." And then it turns out he's alive, and he, like, lives with them.
I've never seen it. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, so cute. Like, look at bears. You see, like, bear cubs around even when you don't see the big bears. So, like, the big bears. But, like, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I get it.
You'd have to see them at one point. And, like, nobody's ever once mentioned, like, seeing a baby Bigfoot. I feel like a baby Bigfoot would be so cute.
Oh, but right? Maybe they're smart. And, like, they know that if they were out, like, if they exposed themselves, they would be hunted and shit. Because that's the first thing people would do. If someone found a Bigfoot in the woods or something, they'd kill them immediately.
So you think these creatures are, like they have a good... Because look at deer. Deer will literally stand in the middle of the road and stare at the car. Right. So, like, you think these creatures are, like, intelligent?
They could be. I mean, I don't know.
That's weird.
Maybe some of them... I can't see the sheep squatch being... If it ran away from a cemetery, like good Frankie said, I can't see them being intelligent. But... If Bigfoot's real, I feel like he would be smart. Maybe we just... Why are we putting baby sheep squatch down after just being so nice to it? And now we said that he was the evil one. Now I'm saying he's probably the dumb one.
Because I get bad vibes from him. I don't know if it's like the way they described him
That wailing would have to stop. Absolutely not. I would not be able to be friends with a sheep squatch if it's out there like... That's too much.
I wouldn't be able to be friends with him because he's built like a tank.
Apparently. He's just an SUV.
Right?
With feathers stuck to him.
Someone was feeling creative with their RV. No, but I don't know. I'm very conflicted on this kind of stuff. But I think this was a cute little, like, semi-short podcast. So
this
hopefully...
was very fun. I feel like we have to smoke every time we do one now.
Oh, no. I feel like we're going to listen to this back and be like, oh, my God. No, we're so annoying. We're laughing at nothing.
Nah, I think we're funny. I don't remember anything we said, but we were really cracking up.
I don't either. All I remember is our boy Frankie and something about a giant water buffalo. I don't know.
Girl. I don't think there was any mention mention at all of a water buffalo.
No! Where you just... You idiot! I'm saying how our boy Tanky went through the water.
Like a water buffalo. We gotta end. Bro, I can't.
I was like, huh? No, we didn't mention a water buffalo.
I was sitting here like, did Sheep Squatch get a water buffalo too? Damn. Water buffalo squatch. No.
What the hell is a water buffalo?
Buffaloes in water?
Oh, they are buffaloes? They're not like something else?
I think they're those buffaloes from Spirit. Remember the ones that he sees when he's a little pony?
Wait.
Like the furry big, ones?
Like, what are the sea elephants?
Walruses? What are they?
Yeah, they're not those.
Those are... No, those are walruses.
Okay. Okay. I don't know.
Manatees? I don't know. Manatees?
Wait, that's like the sea whale. Or the...
Girl.
Or the sea cow.
Yeah, sea cow.
Yeah. I knew it was something with a W.
I hope yeah, so that I didn't just know. Pick up Justin's laugh, because that was the scariest laugh I ever heard. I said laughed. I'm sorry.
So I don't know if like a water buffalo is girl. Just something for a giant, fat, watery animal.
Watery animal?
You know what I mean? Like an animal in the water?
All right, it is time to wrap this up because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either, bro.
All right, this was fun, besties.
This was so much fun. I'm going to listen to this back and be like, girl, we got to delete that. We got to delete it right now.
Honestly, yeah. The people.
So if this is still up and you're able to like listen to it, you're lucky. Mm-hmm. It'll be gone in a little bit. So, yeah.
Bye, bestie.
That was fun.